A good Tuesday evening to you from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Our opening take two as the North College Defenders get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action against the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. The North College Defenders come into tonight's contest 18-3 overall, 6-1 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan 1-5 of the conference, 12-9 overall. Yes, we are at the Corn Palace. Last two or three times North College has visited Mitchell, we have played here at the Corn Palace as opposed to the Fosnes Center on the campus of Dakota Wesleyan. The North College Defenders come into today's contest after a win over Midland on Saturday, while the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers were beaten in their most recent outing by the Morningside Mustangs. The North College Defenders in their white jerseys breaking their huddle as we get set for the national anthem. And while we do that, let's step aside for our national anthem from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. They will, first of all, introduce the players for tonight's contest, and then we will get into the national anthem. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Dakota Wesleyan has lost five of their last six matches. They've been swept in all five. Those losses were to Briarcliff, Midland, Northwestern, Hastings, and Morningside. Rebecca Frick averages 4.01 kills per set with a 231 kill efficiency, and she has 18 ace serves. Dort College is 18-3. They had a 12-match winning streak earlier this year. They're currently on a five-game winning streak. Emma Alton averages 4.4 kills per set. Leah Camp puts in 2.96 kills per outing. Camp has a 333 kill efficiency to top the Dort College attackers. Julia Lindberg is averaging 2.15 kills per set. Ellie Kromendijk is averaging 1.81 kills per outing. Kromendijk and Camp average just under one block each. Jamie Gasink is putting up 10.4 assists per set, and she has 1.22 kills per outing to go with 2.03 digs. Summer Jansen has 4.68 digs per set, and Alton is at 2.3. Most recent outing for Dakota Wesleyan, they lost to Morningside 3-0. Frick had 11 kills and 20 digs. York College traveled to Fremont, Nebraska on Saturday and won a 3-1 decision over the Warriors, 23-25, 25-22, 25-15, and 25-18. Alton had 18 kills, Lindberg had 8, and Camp put in 7. Gasink had 39 assists, and Jansen got to 25 digs. That helped her win the GPAC Defensive Player of the Week honors for this past week. North College took a pair of 3-0 decisions from Dakota Wesleyan last year, and we'll tell you more about that in just a little bit as the evening progresses. We will pause now for our national anthem. National anthem sung this evening at the Corn Palace, and the two teams exchanging pleasantries before this evening's match, and we are just about set to get started here at the Corn Palace for the Dort College Defenders. A conference match against Dakota Wesleyan this evening, and then next, or this coming Thursday, their next outing will be against now number one Viterbo, the V-Hawks, into the number one spot after Hastings was knocked off this past weekend by Northwestern, shaking up the NAIA poll just a bit. Northwestern vaults all the way to number 3 in the poll. Hastings is number 4. Dort College slides one spot. Had to make room for Northwestern somewhere in that top 5. And so Dort College drops from number 6 to number 7. Midland holds at number 9. Columbia drops the furthest as they fall all the way out of the top 5 into that 10 to 15 range. We'll take a look at the polls as well in between sets 2 and 3 in all likelihood. Dakota Wesleyan's Bridget Kenobi with service, and we are underway with volleyball from the Corn Palace. Short serve taken by Dort College. Bausma has to scramble for it. Sent over the net by Altena. Kept alive by Dakota Wesleyan. Set comes outside and off of the block for the kill. And Dakota Wesleyan with their first point of the evening. Sydney Fritz makes it a 1-0 contest. Hopefully that is not a sign of things to come. Dort College not looking sharp on that first service rotate, or that first serve receive. And now two serve receives in a row where they're not sharp. Kenobi with her 17th ace serve of the year. And the Dort College defenders, Bausma passes it too close to the net. Gasink has to go up after it. Sets over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Dort College restoring order with a Leah Camp kill. Leah Camp with a first kill. And the Dort College defenders have their first serve of the evening. Serving for Dort College will be Robin Underwood. Underwood with serve, the floater to the sideline, controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. They scramble to it, sent over the net by Kenobi. Controlled by Bausma, gets it to Gasing, shoots it outside Altena. Altena half high hands, controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Now to the back row, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, tries to dump it over, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, tough angle, and it drops in. Dakota Wesleyan with the kill, that is Dakota Wesleyan's number 6, player that I hadn't anticipated seeing. That's Emily Brunsing. Well, actually, I did anticipate seeing. Romandike gets it over to Altena. Altena with one try at it. Knocks it into the Dakota Wesleyan digs it up, knocks it into the net, and Altena will tie it up at 3-3 with the kill. So Emma Altena with the kill. Her first kill of the evening, and the Dort College defenders tied up at 3-3. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Set comes right side off high hands, and a kill for Wesleyan and Rebecca Frick. Frick, the player that makes this team go. She's averaging 4 kills and 4.1 digs per outing. Madeline Christensen with services. She's got 17 ace serves this year. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side to Moss. Moss with a tip. And Moss with a kill. Haley Moss, the 6'6 senior, played last week against Briarcliff sparingly. Played more against Midland and was very effective. Ended up with 6 kills in that one. So Moss records the kill. Haley Moss averaging 1.17 kills per outing so far this year. Altena's serve catches the tape, rolls over. And a down ball attempt by Dakota Wesleyan, and unable to put it in was Wesleyan's attacker, Kimberly Van Bakkern. And Dort College gets credit for a block, and one of the players in on the block was Moss. The other was Cromendyke. So Dort College with a 5-4 lead, their first lead. Altena, top spin serve, nearly an overpass. Here comes Wesleyan over the top of the block. Saved by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it outside to Lindberg. Lindberg cross court. And Lindberg hits it long and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan. So an attack error by Lindberg. And we are tied at 5-5. 5-5 our score. Tigers with service. Darby Duncan to do the honors. Duncan with a jump serve, short serve taken by Lindberg, gets it over to Gasing, quick attack, Cromendyke unable to put it down, Wesleyan was there to cover it, over the top of the box, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, quick attack, Cromendyke again, Wesleyan there for the dig, pushed over the net, and we've got a player in the net, they're going to call Cromendyke, I believe, for being in the net, so a blocking error by the defenders, and Dakota Wesleyan has a 6-5 lead. Black numbers on these navy jerseys for Wesleyan. So, maybe more of a royal blue. A little bit difficult to read. I've always thought the lighting in the Corn Palace not as sharp as it could be. Lindbergh hits it over the block, but out of bounds. Point Wesleyan, Door College trailing 7-5. Set goes over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Now she gets another tip attempt, and Moss puts it away. Haley Moss with her second kill of the evening off the tip. And the Door College defender lead is 7-6. 7-6 our score, serving is Summer Jansen. Jansen, low hard serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside over the block. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside to Lindbergh. Roll shot. Saved by Wesleyan. Tigers on the quick attack around the block. Saved by Alton. And now joust at the net. And that time, Door College able to dig it up. Down ball by Gasing. Controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers throw it outside through the box. Saved by Jansen. Up and over. Here comes Wesleyan again reloading. Set goes outside. Pushed over the top of the block. Saved by Door College and Gasing. Camp over to Moss. Moss with the left hand unable to put it away. And hitting it long and out of bounds on the attack was Wesleyan. But Door College, the Door College defenders, Haley Moss, had that one graze her arm before it dropped out of bounds, and Dakota Wesleyan will get credit for a kill. It's 8-6. 8-6 our score. Serve taken by Door College. Altna. Altna over to Camp. Camp, that time they scattered it out, was able to get to the quick attack. Jansen with the dig in the back row. Door College unable to get much of an attack off of it. Altna with the dig that time. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Saved by Gasing. Here's Camp on the second attack, and Camp hits it long and out of bounds, and on the second contact, Dakota Wesleyan takes a 9-6 lead on the attack error by Camp. So Door College not sharp here early. 9-6 our score, and the serve is long and out of bounds by Wesleyan, and the defenders trail 9-7. Well, as poorly as it feels like Door College has played here in the early going, they still only trail by two. Bausma with service. Bausma, floater to the back line, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set goes to the middle, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, slide right side Camp. Camp with a tap, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan will push it over, and it goes long and out of bounds. It'll be Door College with a point. Defenders back to within eight after the attack here, 9-8. 9-8 our score. Bausma, serve to the sideline, and an ace serve for Bausma. Door College has tied it up with Bausma's 11th ace serve of the season. 9-9 our score now. Bausma sends it long and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan. So Bausma with a service error, and Wesleyan retakes the lead at 10-9. 10-9 our score. Short serve. Take it by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Point Wesleyan. So a block by the Tigers. Point Wesleyan. Wesleyan up to 11-9. Short serve taken by Bausma. Gets it up to Gasing. Gasing taps it over the net. Gasing with a kill. So Gasing with the kill, and for Jamie, that is her first. And the North College defenders within one at 11-10. Aubrey Drake has service. So Aubrey Drake will line it up, send it over. The junior from Rock Island, Illinois, controlled by Wesleyan, won't get much of an attack out of this one. Well off the net, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Outside it comes Altena. Altena, did it touch high hands? It did not. Out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan with the two-point lead again after the attack error by Altena. While both Dort College's outside hitters really have been terminating pretty well, Lindbergh right around 200 for her kill efficiency. Altena in the upper 200s, which is very high for an outside attacker. So far this evening, though, they have struggled to get going. Altena with a kill that time, attacking from the outside. Emma Altena with her second. And the Door College defenders have cut the lead down to 12-11. Robin Underwood with service. Underwood, knuckleball serve, and that'll go as an ace for Underwood. Underwood ties it up at 12-12. Robin Underwood with her 16th ace serve this season. And the defenders tie it up at 12-12. 12-12, Underwood serving. The junior from Santa Clarita, California, and she sends it long and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan. So Wesleyan retakes the lead at 13-12 on the Underwood service error. Serving for the Tigers, Mallory Cooper. So Mallory Cooper sends it over. Take it by Drake. Gets it to Gasink in the middle. Comes back outside to Altena. Altena over the swing. Overpass. Bausma, Gasink, Gasink, slide right side. Kromendijk, Kromendijk over the block. Saved by Wesleyan. They bump it up towards the net. Roll shot. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink outside. It comes to Altena. Altena, tough angle. Keeps it in play. Here comes Wesleyan. Through the block, saved by Drake, up towards the net, and that time Wesleyan is unable to get an attack out of it. Gasink was there for the block, and we're tied at 13-all. Not sure if Gasink got a piece of it. From my vantage point, tough to tell. I'm seated on the end line, if you will, high above the end line. Serve controlled by the Tigers. They'll attack. Set goes outside, around the block, saved by Drake. Pushed over the net by Gasink. Gasink that time couldn't leave her feet for that attack. Had to push it over flat foot. Gasink goes outside to Altena. Altena cross-court kill. Dort College takes the lead at 14-13. That is the first lead for Dort College here this evening. So Altena with the kill, and I have that as number three for her. So Gasink that time, when she sent it over, had to stay flat-footed because she's now in the back row, and a block put up by the defenders, Haley Moss. Moss gives Dort College a two-point lead at 15-13. 15-13, our score. Serving again is Gasink, the floater, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Around the block, saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasink, shoots it outside. Altena, Altena, kill. Emma Altena with the kill, and the Dort College lead is 16-13, and Dort College beginning to click just a little bit. Timeout on the floor, charge to Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Well, sometimes my prep work is for naught, especially when I write down the wrong number for a player. I said earlier, Emily Brunsing, I was a little confused. Didn't look like I had her on my tally sheet. I did. Just gave her the wrong number. Dort College leading 16-13 here in set number one of this volleyball match. Jamie Gasink has served Dort College to 3 points in a row. Unofficially, two of the last 4 points have come off of blocks for Dort College. Now a ball handling error called on Bridget Kenobi, point defenders. And Dort College leads at 17-13. 17-13, serving is Gasink. Gasink, low hard serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers push it outside through the block, and a kill for Wesleyan and Emily Brunsing. Brunsing with her second kill by my count. And the Dort College defender lead is 17-14. 17-14, Wesleyan with service. Christensen to do the honors. Short serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasink, comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a swing, Wesleyan pushes it over. Busted play, set goes outside Altena. Altena down the line, dug by Wesleyan. Dort College attacking again, and a power tip for Moss, and Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with the kill, and the Dort College defenders with three kills by Haley Moss, and the Dort College defenders lead at 18-14. 18-14, our score. Altena with serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. And Wesleyan that time with a tip, and it's initially contacted by Kromendijk, unable to keep it in play, though, and a point for Wesleyan. And the Tigers, Kimberly Van Bakkern with the kill. Dort College leads 18-15, serving as Darby Duncan. Duncan serves into the net, point Dort College. So Duncan with a service error. And the Dort College defender lead is 19-15. Serving short is Jansen. Wesleyan scrambling and unable to keep it in play. East serve for Summer Jansen. And the Dort College lead is 20-15. So Dort College closing in on a set one win after it looked like Wesleyan might give them more of a fight. Dort College overtaking them at 14-13. And since that point, they were down 13-12. They've outscored Wesleyan 8-2. Timeout on the floor. Back with more in a moment. Dort College with a 21-15 advantage now as another ace serve by Summer Jansen. And the Dort College lead is 6. Short serve, overpass, Camp puts it away. And the Dort College defenders finding their stride here after struggling early on. They lead now 22-15, trying to close out set number one with a flourish. Summer Jansen with service. Jansen has now served 3 points in a row, 4 overall. Dort College getting the first point in the run, obviously, after they obtained a service. Gasink comes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing up into the Tile up here at the Corn Palace. Jansen, Gaysink, quick attack. Camp blocked at the net. Saved by Jansen. Overpass controlled by Dort College. Bump set goes outside. Moss with a tap controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. Pushed over the net. Free ball. Jansen up close to the net to Camp. Camp unable to put it away. And now they say a player in the net for Dort College. Actually, I think they said Camp went under the net. 22-16, our score. So an attack error officially on the defenders. Got to get the point up on the board somehow for Wesleyan, and that's how it'll go officially. Set outside Lindbergh over the kill. Dort College leading 23-16. Well, the defense, it seems, for Wesleyan softening up a bit. Dort College leading 23-16, trying to make it quick work here in set number one. After a slow start, trying to close fast, set goes outside through the box, saved by Altna, kept alive by Jansen, might have been a double, no call made. Here comes Lindbergh, passes it over the net, slide to the right, blocked at the net by Camp, but we have a player in the net. No, they're going to call four contacts on Wesleyan, point defenders, and Dort College now serving for the set at 24-16. Bausma with service, floater, knuckleball, takes a dive at the end, Wesleyan able to cover it. And a swing, and laying out for it is Jansen, and Jansen went down hard on that one. Picks herself up a little bit slowly, might have knocked the wind out of herself. 24-17, our score. Short serve taken by Bausman, gets it to Gaysink, touch over to Camp. Camp unable to put it down. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking through the block, and another kill, and again it was Jansen trying to stretch out for it. 24-18, our score. Dort College still in front by six. Plenty of breathing room. Wesleyan with service. Their libero, Herman, serve. Taken by Bausman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Shoots it outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh taps it over. Free ball, Wesleyan. Wesleyan taking advantage, but Dort College there for a block. That's Gaysink. Gaysink putting up the solo block, and the Dort College defenders win set number one, 25-17. You're listening to KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. 25-17, Dort College wins set number one. Unofficially, Emma Altena with three kills. Haley Moss also with three. I have Emily Brunsing with two for Dakota Wesleyan. I want to stress that those are unofficial numbers at this point. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Emma Altna officially with four kills this evening so far. Right at her season average. Leah Camp with a couple. Haley Moss credited with two. I had her for three. Sydney Fritz with a couple. Actually with three for Wesleyan, two each for Sydney Eddy and Kimberly Van Bakkern. And Emily Brunsing, they don't have with any. I had her with a couple. Dort College, a 135 kill efficiency in set number one. Dakota Wesleyan, 088. Jamie Gaysink with eight assists. Nine digs for Summer Jansen so far. Four service aces for the defenders in set number one. Dakota Wesleyan with one service ace. Dort College with 4 points off of blocks, while Dakota Wesleyan a point off of a block so far this evening. Dakota Wesleyan and Dort College heading to set number two. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, by Joiners Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. And by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Served by Aubrey Drake, and we are underway. Serve to the back corner is just long and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan on the service error. And Dakota Wesleyan takes a 1-0 lead. Dakota Wesleyan got out quickly in set number one, got up 3-1. North College didn't take the lead for good until 14-13. Gesink back over to Altena. Altena over the tap. Wesleyan trying to get back to it, and Altena records the kill. Emma Altena with the kill, and the North College defenders have tied it up at 1-1. They've got two up on the board for the defenders. That is incorrect. Should be 1-1 at this point. Underwood serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, pushed over the net, saved by Drake, one-arm stab. Slide right side over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. Allie Cromendyke with her first kill this evening. And the North College defenders take a 2-1 lead. Did not surprise me when the defenders didn't play very sharply to begin the match. That has not been uncommon when they made the road trip to Mitchell. Gesink dumps it to the back corner, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, set right side, and somebody was in the net. No call made. And attacking from the right side and putting it away is Chelsea Heeg. Heeg with her first kill. And the North College defenders and Wesleyan Tigers tied up 2-2. 2-2 our score. Set number two. Taken by North College. That was Drake. Set outside. Altena. Altena over the kill. That one caught high hands and drops. Died on the back corner. It was in. But even if it had gone out, it was touched by a Wesleyan player at the net as they did try to get the block up, just unable to get there quickly enough. Gesink's serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Stab saved by Gesink. Bump set by Cromendyke over to Altena. Altena of high hands, and we have a kill for Altena. Altena with a couple of kills here in set number two. And the North College defender lead is 4-2 in set number two. 4-2 our score. Low hard serve by Gesink down the line. Wesleyan able to cover it. Set comes right side back over the net. Gesink to Cromendyke. Cromendyke over to Moss. Moss tips to the back corner in the kill. Haley Moss with another kill, and no substitution for the fact that Moss, 6'6", can move a little bit, even though she doesn't have full power in that right shoulder. Ace serve for North College's Jamie Gesink, her first this evening, her 20th of the year. North College leads 6-2 off the Gesink ace serve, and as I was saying, even though Moss doesn't have full power out of that right shoulder yet, very effective with her tips to the back corner. And also we saw her go with a left-handed attack earlier this evening as well. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Kevin Gesink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Gesink continuing with her serve. Nearly an ace. Wesleyan will track after it. They'll send it over. Free ball. Jansen. Gesink. Gesink. Quick attack. Cromendyke. Cromendyke kill. Cromendyke with the kill. Allie with her second by my count. We'll get the official numbers in between sets 2 and 3 again. Low hard serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. Quick attack. Jansen got to it. Gesink pushes to the back corner. Wesleyan scrambling. Unable to get to it. And Gesink will get credit for a kill. So even though Gesink couldn't leave her feet for that one, she sends it to the back corner and catches Wesleyan sleeping. Defenders up 8-2. Set comes outside down the line. Stab saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gesink. Gesink outside Altena. Altena change of pace through the block kill. Emma Altena with another kill. She's got 7 unofficially. And the North College lead is 9-2. 9-2 our score, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set right side down the line, and Jansen trying for the one-arm stab, unable to keep it in play. Point Wesleyan, and the Tigers break the run by North College. That was Van Bakkeren with the kill. Brings to an end the 7-point run. Van Bakkeren makes it 9-3. Taken by Altna, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with the kill. It's 10-3. Kromendijk with the kill. York College leads 10-3. Emma Altna with service. And Altna's jump serve is on the back line for an ace. So an Altna ace, and for Emma, that is her 32nd ace serve this season. Tops on the team in that category. Altna, another jump serve. This time Wesleyan handles it. Pushed close to the net, controlled by Gason. Gets it over to Kromendijk, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it away. Here comes Wesleyan. Set goes outside, and a block put up by Moss and Kromendijk, but sneaking it through is Chelsea Heeg. Heeg makes it three kills, and it's 11-4. 11-4, our score. Serve taken by Lindbergh, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, roll shot, kill. So Lindbergh makes it 12-4. Don't be surprised to see Coach Chad Hansen go to the bench, get some reserve time. Usually the magic number is a double-digit lead. It's 12-4 right now. Dort College in front by 8. Low hard serve controlled by the Tigers. Set goes outside. Roll shot saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Camp. She touches it over to Lindbergh, and we've got a ball handling error called on Camp. Point Wesleyan. So ball handling error on Camp. 12-5 our score. Dort College by 7. Serve to the back line. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack. Camp. Camp. Kill. That one looked too easy. Camp goes up unblocked. And for Leah Camp, there's the reason she's attacking at it over a 300 kill efficiency. These two teams played twice last year with Dort College prevailing in both by 3-0 counts. Bausma served nearly an ace. Wesleyan scrambling. Free ball, Dort College. Bausma, Gasing. Gasing shoots it outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh through the block. Kill. 14-5 our score. Dort College in front. Another serve, this time by Bausma, saved by Wesleyan. Wesleyan scrambling, pushed up to the net, blocked by the defenders. Wesleyan will reload. Through the box, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gason, comes outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh off of the tape, down. Point Dort College. Defenders lead by 10, 15-5. 15-5, Dort College in front, set number 2. They lead by 10. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Tigers. Back with more in a moment. Dort College in front, 15-5, set number 2. The defenders breaking their huddle. Tonight's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Served by Bausma, is just off of the back line. Service error by Dort College. And Bausma charged with the service error. Point Wesleyan. Wesleyan trails 15-6. 15-6 our score. It's taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands. Saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set right side off high hands. Dug by Gasing. Second contact. Camp tries to send it over. Now Dort College gets it back at him. Here's Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands. Saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking Van Bakkern. Van Bakkern swing. Dug by Jansen. Sent over by Gasing. Kept alive by Wesleyan. Tigers send it over. Free ball. Altna, Gasing. Gasing slide right side. Camp. Camp off of the block. Saved by Wesleyan. Tigers will have a down ball. Taken by Altna. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a tip and the kill. 16-6 our score. Gasing makes it a 10-point difference again for the defenders. Kill number 2 tonight for Gasing. Checking into the match is Delperdang. Also checking in to serve will be Drake. Lindbergh and Camp check out. So Drake with service. Jump serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers scrambling. Free ball, Dort College. Jansen overhand pass to Gasing. Gasing tries to tap it over. Wesleyan able to recover. Sent over the net. Saved by Dort College. Bump set by Gasing. And a kill for Altna. That time, Gasing just got it up in the vicinity for Emma Altna, and Altna puts it away. Jessica Timmermans into the match. Timmermans, the junior from Orange City, checking in for Emma Altna. So Dort College with a 17-6 lead here in set number two, leading in the match 1-0 after a 25-17 win in set number one. Jump serve by Drake, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking off high hands, saved by Jansen. Gets it right side over to Delperdang, blocked at the net. Bausma sends it up over to Timmermans. Timmermans blocked at the net, point Wesleyan. So a block put up by the Tigers that time. It's 17-7, defenders by 10. Serving for Wesleyan is Mallory Cooper. So Cooper with service. Bausma gets it up over to Jansen. Cross court by Timmermans, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, blocked at the net. Delperdang and Gasing put the block up, and the Dort College defender lead is 18-7. 18-7 the score. Dort College in control of set number two. The defenders, really other than a slow start, sluggish start, nothing to complain about so far this evening. Underwood, knuckleball serve controlled by Wesleyan, blocked at the net. Cromendyke and Gasing put a block up on the tip, and the defenders have now scored back-to-back points on blocks. Jump serve again by Underwood, more of a hop serve, if you will. Wesleyan passed over the net, free ball. Drake, Gasing outside, Timmermans. Timmermans blocked. Dort College picks it out of the net, passed over the net by Skemper. Controlled by Wesleyan, Tigers attacking. Set goes outside and through the block. And the line judge calling it in. Coach Chad Hansen saw the same thing I did. Up 19-8, he's going to let it ride. That one wasn't close. 19-8, Dort College up 11. Serve taken by Dort College. Set goes outside Timmermans. Timmermans tools it off the block for the kill. You can laugh when it's not close. When it's tight and a call like that doesn't go your way, it's infuriating. So a kill for Timmermans. Nice to see Jess get one. 20-8 our score. Gasing, knuckleball serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes right side of Mbacher and saved by the defenders. Passed over the net by DeHaan, Fordor College. Wesleyan attacking, set Van Bakker and off high hands. Saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside Timmermans, blocked at the net, picked by DeHaan. Skemper gets it over to Moss. Moss taps opposite corner, unable to put it away though. Dort College attacking, set middle DeHaan, blocked at the net, point Wesleyan. So a block for the Tigers, it's 20-9. 29, Dort College up 11. Set number two, Dort College one set one, 25-17. And the defenders want a timeout. So Dort College will call a timeout to talk things over. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Dakota Wesleyan with service, trailing 29 in set number two. Dort College leading in the match, one set to nothing. Power tip by Moss. And they're going to call a lift that time on Moss. The R1 saying a little too a prolonged contact, if you will. Set goes outside Timmermans. Timmermans blocked at the net, covered by Jansen, unable to keep it in play, though, point Wesleyan. It's 20-11. That's a touchy one. Moss. You can't penalize her for being tall. And that one to me looked like pretty similar to a lot of calls we've seen so far this year that haven't been called prolonged contact. DeHaan with a swing. Wesleyan pushes it over, and that's going to be a double. And you start calling it a little tighter, you're going to have to go both ways with it. Dort College gets the point, 21-11 on the busted play. Jess Timmermans with service. Timmermans to the back corner, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. Into the block, and the Dort College defenders get a point on the block. It's 22-11. 22-11 our score. It'll be interesting to see how Haley Moss develops different parts of her offensive game here over the next 6 weeks. Jansen gets it to Gasing. Gasing shoots it outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net, point Wesleyan, and it's 22-12. 22-12 our score. Wesleyan with service down by 10. Set number two, Dort College trying to take a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Serve controlled by Dort College. Tapped over by DeHaan. Now tap back, tap right back by DeHaan. Here comes Wesleyan. And through the block for the kill. Late arriving block and Sydney Fritz with the kill. It's 22-13. So Fritz with the kill. 22-13. Serve taken by Timmermans. Gets it over to Moss. Pushed over the net by Lindbergh. Saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Blocked at the net. Wesleyan double contact. No call made. Gasing back over to Moss. Moss with a tip of the kill. So Moss records the kill. She's got five unofficially, and the defender lead is 23-13. 23-13, our score from the Corn Palace in set number two. And coming through with a kill on the left hand is Bridget Kenobi. 23-14. Kenobi with her first kill. And the defender lead is 23-14. Jump serve, back line, taken by Timmermans. Gasink under it, gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hand, saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, pushed over the net, free ball, Dort College. Timmermans, Gasink, Gasink, Delperdang. Delperdang puts it through the block, but it's dug by Wesleyan. And now coming back with a block is Sydney Fritz. Fritz with her fifth kill. And the defender lead is 23-15. 23-15, serving is Sarah Herman, taken by Jansen. Gets it back over to Moss. Moss with a tip and the kill. Pretty tough to match up with. Haley Moss comes through with the kill and checking in to serve for the defenders. It's number one, Hannah Connolly, freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota. Jump serve by Connolly, taken by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Cross court, dug up and over by Jansen, controlled by Wesleyan. Another chance for the Tigers. Roll shot and hitting it long and out of bounds. Point defenders on the attack error. And the Dort College defenders win it 25-15 in set number two. So the defenders take a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match, 25-17 and 25-15. Back with a recap of sets numbers one and two right after this. The defenders with a 25-17, 25-15, 2-0 advantage in this best-of-five match. Dort College hitting 230 for the match. Dakota Wesleyan limited to 069, 16 kills against 11 errors for Wesleyan so far. While the defenders with 28 kills against 11 errors, 74 swings by the defenders, 72 by the Tigers. Jamie Gasing, 22 assists for the defenders. Dort College with six service aces to Dakota Wesleyan's one thus far. Dort College 6 points off of blocks. Dakota Wesleyan with five. Dort College led by Emma Altenus, 9 kills. 4 for Allie Cromendike and Julia Lindbergh. 5 for Haley Moss and 3 for Leah Camp. Jamie Gasink also has 2 to go along with 2 service aces. Summer Jansen with 20 digs to lead all players in that category. For Wesleyan, they're led by Sydney Fritz so far with 5. Sydney Edney has 4. And 3 for Chelsea Heek. 13 assists for Kenobi. 6 for Mallory Cooper. 6 digs, that is. And Chelsea Heek also with 6 digs. Earlier today, the new NAIA ratings were released. Viterbo turns their perfect last 2 weeks into a number one rating. They are now 16-0 this year. They had 17 of 21 first place votes. They moved from number two to number one. Lindsey Wilson out of Kentucky is rated number two. They are 17-0. Northwestern moves from number 11 to number three. They're the big mover up. So they go 19-1. They are 19-1 thus far, and they beat number one Hastings over the weekend in Hastings 3-2. Hastings falls from number one to number four. Park is at number 5, followed by Westmont and Dort at number 7. Dort College drops from 6 to 7, 475 votes for the defenders. Other GPAC teams, Midland is at number 9. Couple familiar names at 11 and 12, Grandview and Corbin, a pair of matches, teams Dort College defeated earlier this year. Columbia, they take a hit this past week. They fall from number 7 to number 13. Future GPAC member Jamestown moves from 23 to 20. Morningside goes from 24 to 21. Doan falls from 15 to 23. Things have been a little rough for the Tigers as of late. So Dort College will be facing the number one team of the country on Thursday in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Serve taken by the Dort College defenders. Set goes outside Altena. Altena down the line. Altena over their 10th kill. And the defenders score the first point for the first time this evening in a set. Previous to this, Dakota Wesleyan had scored the first points of both sets 1 and 2. Robin Underwood with serve, controlled by the Tigers. They'll attack. Set goes outside. Van Bakkern through the block, saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Sets it outside Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Point Wesleyan, and Wesleyan ties it up at 1-1 with the block. 1-1 our score. Serving for the Tigers will be Mallory Cooper. Where's number 17? Tigers now with their backs to me for set number 3. Little better chance of reading their numbers here in this set. Pretty much impossible in set number 2 when they were across the way. Cromendyke with a kill. Cromendyke on the slide to the right knocks it down. And for Allie Cromendyke, that's number 5 unofficially. Wesleyan attacking, and a block put up by Moss, and the defenders lead it 3-1. 3-1 our score, Dort College with the lead early. Set number 3. Jamie Gasink with serve and an ace for Jamie. That's her third this evening. And the defender lead is 4-1. For Gasink, that is her 22nd ace serve this season. Now she goes opposite sideline, controlled by Wesleyan, pushed over the net. Free ball saved by Moss. Gets it over to Gasink, shoots it over to Altena. Altena might have hit the antenna, and she did. 4-2 our score, Altena with the attack error. Dort College leading 4-2. Serving is Madeline Christensen. Christensen, jump serve, taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Cromendyke, has the high contact, but doesn't get much on it. And now we've got a player under the net for Wesleyan. Point Dort College, defenders lead 5-2. That'll go as an attack error against the Tigers. Emma Altena with service. Had a few people ask me what I expected for a crowd this evening. I'd say somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 or so at the Corn Palace. Maybe a shade over now that the match is underway. A few students here for Dakota Wesleyan after the match began. Lindbergh tries to tap it over. Gets blocked. Wesleyan trails 5-3. They have service. Darby Duncan has serve. Duncan with a jump serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss taps to the sideline. Wesleyan scrambling, unable to get to it, and Haley Moss with another kill. Haley with her 6th kill, and the Dort College lead is 6-3. Dort College will have a rare weekend off. They play on Thursday, but then they won't play on Friday or Saturday. Served by Jansen, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Down ball, block, pancake by Dort College. That was Gasing sliding her hand in. But Jansen was unable to get there in time, and the ball drops to the floor. Point Wesleyan, Tigers trail 6-4. 6-4 our score, short serve, nearly an ace. Dort College scrambling, and that's going to go as an ace serve in my book for Wesleyan. Chelsea Heeg with her first ace, and the defenders lead by 1, 6-5. Another ace serve, that short middle front. Dort College, one of those campfire balls where everybody watches it. This time Camp cheats over. Camp blocked at the net, and she's going to be called for a lift. Point Wesleyan. And the Wesleyan Tigers have scored 4 in a row. They take lead at 7-6. Camp to Gasing. Gasing outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh hits it long and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan. And Wesleyan has scored five in a row. And the defenders forced to use a timeout. It's 8-6. Dort College down two. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 8-6, Dakota Wesleyan up by two in set number three. Dort College attacking Lindbergh. Cross court, dug by Wesleyan, overpass, and Moss puts it away. Haley Moss puts it away on the overpass, and that's pretty much a done deal. She went up unblocked. The ball was over the net. Lindsay Wilbur wanting the call for her breaking the plane, and not tonight. Wesleyan, serve receive. Dort College blocks it at the net, kept alive by Camp, and Jansen tries to send it over. And a sloppy play that time. Dakota Wesleyan gets the kill. Eventually, took a little while to put it away. 9-7 our score. Herman with service, taken by Bausma, kept alive by Lindbergh. Down ball by Altena, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers off the block. Bausma, Gasing, Camp. Camp blocked at the net. And they say the ball never broke the plane. No touch at the net. So four contacts on the defenders. Well, it goes an attack error against Camp, and it's now 10-7. Jansen overpass. Here comes Wesleyan. Chance to take a four-point lead, and they do. Wild Dort College has allowed Dakota Wesleyan momentum. Chelsea Heeg with the kill. It's in a four-point lead, 11-7. And the defenders have already used one timeout. Bausma, Gasing, tap, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking off high hands, controlled by the Tigers. And a bump set, covered by Lindbergh, but we've got a player in the net for Wesleyan, Point Dort College. Our score, player in the net for Wesleyan, so an attack error against the Tigers. And Coach Wilbur up off the bench, not buying it that time. Dort College trailing by three. Aubrey Drake with serve. Nearly an ace. Wesleyan down to the knees to get it. Power tip down the sideline, taken by Jansen. Bumped by Gasing. Now a joust at the net. One out by Wesleyan that time. Now Gasing with a swing. Covered by Wesleyan. Saved by Bausma. Bump set by Gasing. Back over to Altena. Unable to put it away. Wesleyan will load up. Passed over the net, free ball. Bausma, Gasing, slide right side, Camp, unable to put it down. Wesleyan attacking through the box, saved by Bausma, Gasing with a power tip, controlled by Wesleyan, saved by Jansen, kept it alive, Bausma, passed over the net by Altena, free ball, Wesleyan. Tigers attacking left side, into the block, and Camp and Gasing time out the block that time, and they get the block put up on Sydney Fritz, point defenders. And the defenders trail 11-9. Serving Fort Dort College in set number three, it's Aubrey Drake. Drake with service. Drake serve, nearly an ace. Wesleyan scrambling for it. This will be a down ball, in effect a free ball. And a player in the net for Dort College. Unforced error by the defenders. That one's going to go on Camp, I believe. And the ball, a down ball. There was no block attempt. So a kill for Wesleyan on the blocking error by the Dort College defenders. Gasing back over to Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Point Wesleyan. Now Dakota Wesleyan with a 13-9 advantage. Dort College had it down to two. Had an extended volley, and Wesleyan ended up getting the point on a net violation. Short serve taken by Camp. They shoot it outside Altena. Altena over the kill. Altena records the kill, and for Emma, that is her 12th, I believe. Dort College trails 13-10. Underwood with service. Altena and Chromadike in the front row, along with Gasing. Back row players, Bausman, Drake, and Underwood on this rotation. Here comes Wesleyan around the block, and was there a touch at the net? There was not. Point defenders. So an attack error by the Tigers as they went around the block but hit it wide as it was a pretty sharp angle to try and keep it in. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes to the middle. Power tip dug by Underwood. Gets it over to Gasing. Outside it goes Altena. Altena over the kill. Emma Altena with another kill. I would imagine we will have a steady diet of assist attempts or sets to Emma Altena right here as Dort College tries to get some momentum back, trailing 13-12 right now. Confusion on the Wesleyan floor. They try to set up their serve reception. They hide Kenobi in the back corner. She races to the front now. Set comes outside through the block. Kill. Sydney Fritz with her sixth kill. Wesleyan leads 14-12. Similar to set number one, this is where Dort College was able to put together a run. At about the midpoint, let's see if Wesleyan's able to weather the storm. Drake, Gasing, Gasing, Cromendyke, Cromendyke, kill. Cromendyke the slide to the right for the kill. Allie Cromendyke with her sixth kill on that back set by Gasink as they go to the slide. 14-13, Dort College by a point. Serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, back set. Over the block, saved by Gasink. Gets it over to Cromendyke. Might have been a double. They let her get away with it, and Altena hits it over the top of the block, but long. Point Wesleyan. And Dakota Wesleyan has a 15-13 lead after the attack error. Serving for the Tigers is Christensen, controlled by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Power tip by Moss, controlled by the Tigers. Set goes outside through the block, controlled by Altena, gets it back over to Gasing. Tip by Cromendyke, well off of the back line. Point Wesleyan, and Wesleyan back in front, 16-13. 16-13, our score. Wesleyan in front by three. Drake, Gasink, Gasink outside Altena. Altena off the top of the block. Wesleyan covers it. Wesleyan on the attack, saved by Altena. Now a power tip. Dort College covers it. Jansen back over to Altena, and Jansen's called for a ball handling error. 17-13, Dort College down four. Dort College has used one timeout already. Wesleyan, short serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside Altena, Altena with the kill. Altena records the kill, and now Altena will have service. Let's see if the defenders can string some points together. They add it down to 13-12 and 14-13, and then 3 points in a row by Wesleyan, giving them their current advantage of 17-14. Altena, serve, catches the tape, rolls over, Wesleyan able to cover it. That was Herman, Dort College, attacking. Gasing to Lindbergh. Lindbergh kill. Lindbergh with the kill. Altena's serve caught the tape and then rolled over, and Herman was able to keep it in play, but Dort College able to eventually get the kill. Altena, another jump serve on the way. Controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. They shoot it outside, and an attack error by the Tigers. Hitting it squarely into the net, I believe that was Brunsing, and the defenders back to within one at 17-16. 17-16, our score. Altena serve. And Altena jump serve, and that one, top spin, falls in on the back line. An ace for Emma Altena. And the Dort College defenders have tied it at 17-all. Timeout on the floor, charge to Wesleyan, back with more in a moment. Dakota Wesleyan calling that timeout after Dort College scores four in a row to tie it at 17-17. Emma Altena with serve. Altena jump serve taken by Herman, and that'll be an ace. Dort College takes the lead at 18-17. Emma Altena with her third ace serve. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with the locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa, and also Jasper, Minnesota. Moss with a pass over to Gasing, blocked at the net, and now quick off the ground and putting it down is Cromendyke. Cromendyke with her seventh kill, and the Dort College defender lead is 19-17. Dort College on a 6-0 run to go from down 17-13 to up 2. Emma Altena serving. Altena, jump serve, back line, Wesleyan scrambling, and they will get to it. Passed over the net, free ball. Moss, Gasing, Gasing outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh kill. 20-17. 20-17 our score. I believe Wesleyan has a timeout remaining, and Lindsey Wilbur will use it. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk's a broker. By the Beninglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Other GPAC matches happening tonight. College of St. Mary's at Doan. Morningside's at Northwestern. Mount Marty is at Briar Cliff. GPAC standings heading into play this evening. Northwestern, the lone undefeated team in the conference, in terms of conference play, at 6-0. Midland is 7-1 over the loss to Dort over the weekend. Hastings and Dort are both 6-1. Morningside is 6-2. Briar Cliff is 3-4, and then you've got Dakota Wesleyan, Doan, College of St. Mary all at 1-5. Mount Marty is 1-6. Concordia is 0-8. Dort College leading 20-17, and Emma Altena serves that one into the net. So that ends the run of 7 points in a row by Altena. So a service error, and the Dort College lead is 20-18. Serving is Darby Duncan for Wesleyan. And they'll go middle back, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, tips by Moss, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers bump set, passed over the net, free ball, Altena, Gasing, Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a swing, no touch at the net, goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. Cromendyke with an attack error as that one misses the back line. Wesleyan serving to try and tie it here at 20-all. Taken by Lindbergh, gets it over to Giesink, comes outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh power tip, blocked partially. Wesleyan attacking, passed over the net, free ball. Altena, Giesink. Cromendyke unable to put the quick attack down. Here's Altena on the cover, comes back outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh cross court kill. Lindbergh makes it 21-19. 21-19, Dort College with service. Summer Jansen serving from the left-hand corner of the service area. And unable to close the block was Moss. Moss has that one banged off of her arms and out of bounds. Point Tigers, and the defenders lead 21-20. Serving is Chelsea Heeg. Heeg served, taken by Lindbergh, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Camp. Camp off speed kill. Leah Camp with the kill. Moss is out. Bausma is in. Attackers for Dort College, Lindbergh and Camp right now. Gasing in the front row. Back row players, Bausma, Jansen, and Altena. Floater, back line. Wesleyan attacking. Bausma with a bump set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Lindbergh records the kill. It's 23-20. Dort College in front. Dort College 2 points away from taking this match. Serve again by Bausma, the floater controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack outside through the box, saved by Jansen, got it over to Bausma. Bump set, Lindbergh unable to put it down. Point Wesleyan, back to within two at 23-21. So the defenders unable to get to set point. Now Wesleyan down by two with service. This is Sarah Herman. Herman, floater, taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasing, slide right side, Camp, wide, out of bounds, point Wesleyan. Oh, and they say there was a touch by Wesleyan as they tried to close the block. Our R1, Nick Huntemer, signaling. Dort College now serving for the set after the kill by Camp, serving for the match for that matter. Drake floater controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside. Blocked by Gasing. Gasing records the block. And the Dort College defenders lead it and win it 25-21. The defenders improve to 7-1 of the conference, 19-3 overall. While Dakota Wesleyan falls to 1-6 and 12-10. We'll be back with our post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back at the Corn Palace for our post-game wrap, the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. Jamie Schollenbrook has come out of the locker room. She's an assistant coach for the Dort College volleyball program. And, Coach, talk a little bit about tonight. Slow start for the defenders on the bench. Any sense of panic as Dakota Wesleyan put together a little bit of a charge, or was it just a matter of getting the legs under the defenders here this evening?
I think it was just a matter of getting us going and just kind of getting our momentum going in that game. It's hard to come out sometimes strong, but I think that we did a good job responding and coming back strong near the end.
I asked Alex Durbin when he came up on Saturday his responsibilities on the bench. He gave us a snapshot of what he is watching during a match. During a match, what are you concentrating in on?
I'm concentrating in on the other team, what they do off of serve receive, so that's kind of my job, and figuring out what kind of routes they're running and giving that feedback to Coach Hansen for our players to be able to utilize that.
How much are you talking to Coach Hansen during the course of a set, or is it when a timeout is called, you relay information? How does that communication take place?
I think whenever I see something that needs to be communicated, I usually get that information to him. And then also in timeouts, I also give information about the strategy of the other side as well.
Now, you are officially a graduate assistant, correct? What does that mean?
As a GA, you essentially are just an assistant coach, and you are getting your graduate degree as you are being an assistant coach.
What's your background? Where do you come from? Where do you call home?
I went to school in Greenville, Illinois. I attended Greenville University, played volleyball there, and I got my bachelor's in biology, and currently I'm getting my master's in sport leadership.
Sounds good. Thanks for stopping by, Jamie.
Thank you.
That's Jamie Schollenbrook, and Coach Chad Hansen will make his way over shortly. Dort College, I can tell you right now, 43 kills to Dakota Wesleyan's 22. Dort College, a 183 kill efficiency. Dakota Wesleyan, 048. Dort College, 62 digs tonight. Dakota Wesleyan, 42. Service aces, Dort College, 9. Dakota Wesleyan, 3. Block totals, Dakota Wesleyan with 10 points off of blocks. Dort College ended up with 9, started the match very well, but a little bit diminishing numbers in terms of blocks as the evening progresses. Emma Altna led with 13 kills, right at her season average, 286 kill efficiency. Julie Lindbergh with 8 kills. Sydney Fritz had 9. Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me, and Coach Hansen, for your team this evening, I said to Coach Schollenbrook, kind of a slow start. Put your finger on what it was, just a matter of getting a few points out of the way. What was the sense on the bench, I guess, after the first 4 or 5 points this evening?
I think we did come out a little bit slow. What I noticed was, and I told the team during one of the timeouts called by Dakota Wesleyan, we were actually being aggressive. I felt we were high-powered. We were just overpowered for where the court lines are. Our serves were going long. We had a ton of attack errors. And I felt like we were having good looks, and our hitters were just overly excited and swinging long. Some of them, where I'm sitting, I was looking to see, did the line judge, was she paying attention, was he paying attention? But truly, I think we were just a little bit over-amped, and I asked him to settle back, still be smart, still be aggressive, but let's not be overly aggressive in our attacks. And so we started playing smarter volleyball in that first set, and I think that carried on well into how we started out the second set.
You started the second set. You led that one, controlled it start to finish, really seemed to click in set number 2.
I loved it. Absolutely loved it. It was fun to see. It was good volleyball. Nice to be able to get everybody in to participate in that one in their different roles, and to continue to see the score move forward. I felt Jess Timmermans, she didn't get a couple of kills, but she came in through the back row. I mean, she came in through the front row, played all 6 rotations, and it was really neat to see her produce in a lot of different ways from dig. She had a couple of good serves back there. Abby Skemper, Hannah Connolly, Haley Delperdang, Sarah DeHaan, athletes that are continually supporting us in many different ways in our practice gym. Really, really neat to get them on the court here and see us continue to be productive. That was a fun second set.
You ended up, we've talked about you relying on some offensive players or getting some offensive numbers from players. Tonight, really, it seemed like Summer Jansen played a very nice match, I thought, in terms of digging several attacks up. And also your setter, Jamie Gasink, a ho-hum, 11 assists per set. Those two really helped you this evening.
They did. They played solid, rock solid. We rely on Jamie and Summer. We rely on Summer and Jamie. We rely on Jamie and Summer. And Summer and Jamie, they are our staple in which we are foundation, in which we operate our offense, our defense, and they provided a lot of continuity, consistency, especially through a second set where we're putting different subs in there, and so our lineup configuration is different. They maintain that balance for us on the court and help direct traffic. Very, very beneficial in their understanding of the game and their actual on-court skill execution.
Well, we knew it was a possibility that Thursday would be a match against the number one team in the country. We thought that some things would get shuffled. Plays out that way. You get Viterbo now on Thursday at Viterbo. I believe you played them when they were number one 2 years ago and beat them. That was at the DeWitt. Love to be playing at the DeWitt. We're not.
Right.
But a nice test, I guess, here at the beginning of October to see how your team has progressed.
Yeah, and if Coach is listening there, we're excited to come that way. I want to be mindful, that 2015 when we hosted on that Tuesday night, they were announced the number one ranked team in the country on that day when the polls came out that day. And that was a fun match for us. We loved it. And I know he had expressed in post-match interviews on that day that he felt his team was vulnerable, and he felt like over the matches they had played, they were a top top ranked team, but he felt like leading up into that match that they were vulnerable. They were they were in a mindset and all of that coming into our match that made that match less favorable for them. And I'm keeping in mind too that in 2015 we went to the national tournament, shared the pool with them, and our match against them went five, and they got the upper hand in that more important, bigger stage. So I'm not at all overlooking those two matches in 2015, but that's a fun history that we have with them, and we respect them a ton. We know that going into Thursday, they are playing high-powered offense. I'm sure their coach would say that they've got things to grow in. I know we do, and that's what we just talked with our team briefly in the locker room about. Let's get in the gym tomorrow. Let's really train some of those things so that we feel more confident going into Thursday's match.
Junior varsity at 5 and a varsity at 7, and then it's a nice little break over the weekend, a rare weekend off. Hopefully we can see another Dort College win over a top-rated team. It'll be a challenge. Should be fun, though, and this group seems to rise to the occasion as of late.
Yeah, they have. I've been very, very pleased with that. We're excited to get on the road. I think that the Heartland break for us, the fall break coming up here Thursday, Friday, it will be good. We won't have practice on Saturday. We'll get in the gym, get some touches, and then next week we get back into our conference schedule with a high-powered Northwestern team. So we know that the caliber of our opponent and the importance of each match moving forward here in October is really, really high. It's valuable, and we'll look forward to Thursday first, but conference schedule, getting back into it next Wednesday.
Coach, I will let you go. Travel safely.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. Let's take a look at the numbers. I told you about the team numbers. Emma Alton at 13 kills to lead the defenders. Julie Lindberg with 8. Haley Moss ends with 7, hitting for a .385 kill efficiency. 5 for Leah Camp, 2 for Jamie Gasing. Allie Kromendyk ended with 7 kills. I'm not sure I mentioned her. 33 assists for Jamie Gasing, 25 digs for Summer Jansen, 8 each for Altena, Gasing, and Bausma. Service aces Altena and Gasing each had 3. Dakota Wesleyan, led by Sydney Fritz, is 9 kills, 4 for Chelsea Heeg and Sydney Eddy. Bridget Kenobi had 17 assists. Chelsea Heeg had 10 digs. Dort College improves to 19-3, 7-1. Dakota Wesleyan 12-10, and 1-6. That's going to do it for a broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.